I keep happiness in circulation. I keep happiness in circulation. Oh my goodness, yes. I keep happiness in circulation. I am totally in charge of what experiences I have in my life. I'm totally in charge of what glorious activities go on in my world. Now, I can think in absolute terms. I can think in the allness and the isness, and I can think in those areas. But when you get down to it, I have come to planet Earth to be a human being. Now, how can I have happiness in circulation as a human being if I'm going to think in absolute terms? Well, it says to me, just let the absolute alone. It's there, it is, and it is. Now, how are you going to be the finest, most beautiful, most fantastic, most successful, most delightful human being ever in existence? You're going to do that by being the happiest human being that ever walked the face of the earth. And you're the happiest human being that ever walked the face of the earth because you are putting happiness in circulation wherever you go. You may ponder over the infinite philosophy of the universe. You may ponder over the most magnificent ideas, the most magnificent thinking. But when it gets down to it, the only thing that matters is that you are happy right now with who you are, being what you are, doing all the things that are important for you to do, and you are happy in it. Now, I keep happiness in circulation, sort of stepping out into that realm now, and I keep happiness in circulation by first liking myself. I go around saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I say that and I inform myself that I like me. And as I inform myself that I like me, then what I'm saying is that I am the recipient of happiness. I am the recipient of likingness. I am the recipient of all that is good, as well as the one who gives it out. I am receiver and the giver, both. And as I live in this attitude, this consciousness of happiness, happiness is in circulation in my life, in my affairs, in my experiences, 100%, because that's what I feel a good human being is. Now, would you say that a human being who is happy is fulfilling their life work very well? Would you say that a human being that is a happy human being is a worthwhile human being, a fantastic human being? I would say that. Would you say that anyone who chooses to be a human being would choose to be a happy human being rather than any other kind? Well, I would say that. How do you experience being a happy human being? How do I experience being a happy human being? Well, a happy human being is one who is so in tune with happiness, I recognize happiness wherever I see it. When I look around my world, I see my world as happy. When I look around my world, I see my world as fantastic. When I look around my world, I see my world as great and good and very good indeed. That's how I see my world. That's how I see all that is in my life, all that is in my universe, all that is in my expression. I look at a little child and I see how joyous and how happy they are. They just sparkle with happiness. It's only when adults build a conflicting attitude in the child's world that they have confusion and they don't know what real happiness is. Don't loan your toys to your friends and don't give your toys there, because if you give them away, I'm not going to buy you any more, blah, 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 blah. And you surely will buy them some more, but the thing is, you want them to keep their toys. You bought them toys for them. But maybe the greatest joy that the child has, the greatest happiness he has, is in sharing his toys with other children who don't have those particular toys, and they think those toys would be kind of fun to have. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Wouldn't it be beautiful if all the world were able to express opulence, generosity, loving givingness, loving sharingness? The greatest gift we can ever receive ourselves is the gift of our giving. When you give something to anyone and they appreciate it, your heart bubbles over with joy. Now, they don't need to appreciate it. They don't need to understand it. They don't need to recognize it. But when you give of your heart lovingly as a child, innocent as a child, if your friend comes along and says, I'd like to have your truck to play with. Oh, go ahead. Can I take your truck home? Sure. Enjoy it. Can I keep it? If you want to. Sure, go ahead. My goodness sakes. I got plenty of toys. And they give them away. Is that toy that child's privilege to give away or keep? It should be. But we, as parents, become so possessive of the objects we have in our world that we are afraid to give them away because we're afraid there's only so many objects to go around. And yet, if we would clean out our closet, we'd have room to put new clothes in. But because we keep the old clothes and because we keep hanging on to things that we don't wear anymore and that we don't use, we could give it to our friends. We could throw it in the trash. We could make room in our closet. So when we go to our closet, we can say, ah, yes, I have two or three items there to put on. And it's so wonderful. These three items are the best items in the world. They're my favorites. They're my very, 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 very favorites. And that's happiness. Happiness is not a matter of having everything. Happiness is a matter of everything you have makes you happy. No matter what it is, it makes you happy. It makes you feel so good. It makes you feel so rich. It makes you feel so fantastic that everything is good and very good, and you feel good and very good with everything. This is what life is all about. I keep happiness in circulation by giving and receiving, by sharing and being. I keep my smile on my face and I say, yeah, this is a great world. Not like an idiot smile, but like a happiness smile. I keep a happiness smile on my face that says, I got something special. Yes, I am something special. Life is something special. This is a wonderful world. And lo and behold, it is a wonderful world. It is a world of magic, a world of beauty, a world of fulfillment. It's a world that says all is right with the world. And indeed, all is right with the world. I keep happiness in circulation by whatever means delight me. Whatever means delight me, I keep happiness in circulation. If it is in sharing what things I may have, that's great. I always remember Fulvio giving me that coat that was all battered up and messed up and too small for me, but he gave it out of his heart because he wanted to give me something. And that was the only thing that he treasured more than anything in the world, and he wanted to give it to me. So in the middle of the seminar, he comes up to me, and being a Swiss judge that he was, and he says, Herb, I want you to have this. This is my favorite, favorite, favorite coat. And I took the coat, and I said, thank you, Fulvio. You are so wonderful. You make me so happy. Now, I didn't need that coat any more than a whole man. But he gave it to me, and I was happy he gave it to me. Now, later, in the privacy of my room, I tried on the coat, and the sleeves came up to my wrists, way up, and he was a smaller man than I. And the coat was well used. The lining was almost to shreds. But I treasured that coat, and I remember it to this day, even more than anything else often that was given to me. The perfection that was given to me, because this was from his very heart. This was from his very soul. This was something that made him happy, and it made him happy to share it. You and I can keep happiness in circulation by doing whatever we want, whether it's giving things or receiving things, whether it's being a joyous person and going around and smiling and lifting up the consciousness of the world by your smile, or whatever it may be. Whatever it may be, it is something that's a blessing for you, for me, and the world. Today I keep happiness in circulation because that's what life's all about. And as I keep happiness in circulation, I am the recipient of the happiness that goes beyond all measure. And that happiness is yours and mine today, as I keep happiness in circulation. Join with me in this wonderful, fantastic experience of keeping happiness in circulation. You're great. Have a wonderful day.